weekly chat with Choo Choo. Hello, Choo Choo.
Hello, Darren Hartman.
Choo Choo. How are you, Choo Choo?
I'm not too bad, Monkey Boy.
How are you, Choo Choo?
Hello, Kaz. You're so sexy. Ooh. You know what? Sexy Kaz.
That's me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to do a security check on you, Kaz.
Oh, are you?
Going to have to pat you down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look in your handbag.
Oh, okay.
My God. I wouldn't.
My handbag's got all sorts of things in it, so be a brave boy, Choo-Choo.
Well, I have to look in your handbag.
Okay.
Because I think you might have stolen my heart.
Oh, God.
Oh, Choo-Choo.
I hope it's not all going to be like this.
Yeah, I had a real strange dream, Darren Hartland.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a dream. I was eating this great big marshmallow.
Yes.
And then when I woke up, my pillow had gone.
Just stupid.
Have you been for a swim in your swimming pool?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, it was a nice tropical warm.
Wow, you both are very brave.
Very stupid.
I heard when Claire did it, she couldn't get out.
That's right.
Now look at her.
She has to practice her pull-ups.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Look, Choo Choo, we haven't spoke to you for a couple of months. You've had all this time to come up with some new material.
No, I haven't. I've had about 10 minutes before the show, Darren Hartley. I've been Googling.
Now, Choo Choo.
Yeah?
You've been spending time with Tug Tug.
Yeah. I found out why she's called Tug Tug, Darren Hartland. My ears are ever so sore. I know where you were going. Well, you could go there, I suppose, because we're not usually on this late.
No, we're not.
You can have a choo-choo that's a bit more blue-blue.
No. Hold on, Kazzy's making my ears distort.
Yeah. Do you know, I had ever such a horrible dream, Darren.
Not the marshmallow one?
No, I had a dream that there were 12 beautiful chorus girls. I was with 12 beautiful chorus girls, Darren Hartland. No, it was horrible.
Why?
Because I was girl number 4. Do you know chickens?
I do.
Well, don't worry, this is not the gag that then starts the next song. That would be a very quick choo-choo.
It would, wouldn't it?
When I swim in your swimming pool.
Yes.
Which way do they swim?
On the top.
Clockwise.
Clockwise. Oh, God. Gee, you haven't got any better, have you?
No, I really love that one. That one makes me smile. That one.
Well,
let me just tell you about this. This guy, this friend of mine.
Yes.
He's such a big man.
Mm.
And he's just married this tiny little girl.
Mm.
Like grown up girl, but only tiny.
Yes.
So I said, what's it like making love with her? Like, that must be quite tricky.
Mm.
And he said, well, I sit on a chair.
Yes.
And I place her on top. And we do it like that. And I said, oh, that sounds quite nice, actually.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Well, it's like jerking up and you've got someone to chat to.
Oh, God. Choo-choo.
Well, we're past the watershed in England, at least.
Yes.
Good job.
God.
Now, this friend of mine, it was a shame. He got really drunk down in Heartland.
Mm-hmm.
And he got home. It was really late.
Yes.
And he sneaked into the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Kissed his wife on the cheek.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Yes.
And then he climbed into bed beside her. And he fell asleep.
Mm.
When he woke, there was a man, Darren Hartland, standing at the bottom of the bed.
Ooh.
Wearing white robes.
Right.
My friend said, "What are you doing in my bedroom?"
Mm.
This man said, "You're not in your bedroom.
Mm.
I'm Saint Peter."
Uh-huh.
He said, "Oh, my God, I don't want to die. I'll do anything. I don't want to be dead."
Uh-huh.
So St. Peter said, "Well, the only way you can stay alive
uh-huh.
is if I turn you into a hen."
Right.
So he got turned into a hen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on his farm, and he's quite happy. And the rooster come over and said, "Hello, what's your name?"
Mm-hmm.
And the hen said, "My name's Brian."
Yes.
He said, "Well, are you enjoying it at the farm?"
Uh-huh.
He said, "Well, I feel like I'm going to explode, actually."
Right.
So the rooster said, "Oh, that's you ovulating." Don't worry about it.
Yes.
He said, "Just go with it. You'll be fine." Anyway, he went pop, and out popped a little egg. And Brian loved the feeling of motherhood.
Yes.
And he thought, "I could get used to this," and he could feel this explosion feeling again.
Yes.
And then he went pop, and he laid another egg.
Yes.
Just as he's about to lay egg number three.
Yeah.
He felt a great big whack on the back of his head.
Yes.
And his wife said, "Wake up, you drunken fool, you're shitting in the bed." Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, choo-choo.
Choo-choo.